What up, what up, what up, what up? We in the hip hop room. You already know. It's your host boy, your boy Mickey Bundles. Today I got a couple of special guests in the building. Got my sis Chris with me, you know what I mean? What up, Chris? What's popping in the hip hop room?
What's good, what's good?
Tell them where you from, you know what I mean? Where we hail from?
East New York all day.
All day, all day. You know what I mean? So, you know, we always go at it, whatever, whatever. That's what we do. But we chilling today, you know. Sipping that good shit, smoking that good. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, world? We're going to let y'all know. But first thing, you know, first, every guest I got on the show, I ask them two questions because we doing a tally. All right, first question. You ain't got to say why or nothing. Just we need it for the tally. Jay-Z or Nas?
Two different.
Just one or the other. We don't get into all that. We just need who? So we doing a tally. So far, Nas is ahead.
Well, I'm going with Nas.
So we got another one for Nas. All right. Yeah. Next one. LeBron James, Michael Jordan.
LeBron.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. LeBron?
Hands down.
Oh, so that's one for LeBron. LeBron got a few, I expect. That's another one for Jordan. All right. Now, you know, in the hip-hop room, we touch hip-hop topics, street topics, and all that. I'm going to ask you, in the music business right now, like, name one of the artists that you follow.
Cardi B.
You Cardi B? Mm-hmm. What you like about Cardi B?
That she's real. She's a genuine person. She is who she is, and she don't fake it.
All right. You know, I've been labeled as a notorious Cardi B hater and all that, but I really don't hate her, but it's for good debate. But guys like me feel like her whole thing as an artist is not really real. Like, we don't see her as a rapper, a real artist, somebody who take her craft seriously. What you say to that?
I look at it as today a lot of people aren't real artists. It's all about selling your craft. And if it works for her, then let it be. Right now she's doing what she's doing and it's working. And we live in a time where this is the type of stuff that sells. How many real MCs are left out there?
That's a fact. That's a fact. So is you somebody that like... Most of the music you listen to is from a different era than today's music?
Yeah, I definitely prefer music from 90s, early 2000s. Like, I mean, the music, I can't get with a lot of the artists today.
All right, so besides Cardi B, if you were sitting in your car right now, like, who would you usually be playing right now if you was in your car?
Honestly, 99.9, Soca Station.
Soca?
107.5, a little bit of R&B, old school. Like, I can't get with a lot of this hip-hop nowadays. I don't even understand what they're saying.
Oh, so how you feel when they say that we be hard on this generation of rap? Is that true or that feel like they not coming correct?
I look at it as we're from a different time. So, honestly, it's not relatable for us. It's hard for us to understand because it's a different era. It's a different time. So the things that we're used to are different than what this generation is doing. Right. So the same way things when our parents were coming up, they had certain types of things they liked. Things were different then. Everything changes with time. So, I mean, it's not for me, but the kids can relate.
So you think we should give them a break? We be too hard on them?
I mean, it's their time.
Okay.
If it wasn't what people wanted to hear, it wouldn't sell.
That's true. All right, I hear that. You know what I mean? But like, in today's music, it's like nobody's sticking to the art form. So some of us, which is purists, we call purists because we look at the art form of rap, of hip-hop, and the ins and the outs, like the bars, the 16, the studio, the producer. Like, a lot of people still come from that. You know what I'm saying? And when somebody don't see you doing it that way, we tend to feel like we not really ain't feeling it. Know what I mean? Then we come off like we hate and not. So a lot of artists today, they not really come from that era where they have to learn their craft because it's like given to them. Are we wrong for feeling that way?
Not at all. But again, it's with the time. Everything comes with the reality TV thing right now. Everything comes with the internet. You get your 10 minutes of fame on YouTube. You get your 10 minutes of fame on Instagram. You become, you go viral and all of a sudden... You're famous. Everybody loves you.
Facts.
So it's a different time than when you were coming up and you had to come from the dirt and push and fight and fight. Right now, all you have to get is a following. And once you get your following, it's over from there pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. That's going to be our next topic, how reality TV and all that affect the game. We coming right back in the hip-hop room with my sis, Chris. You're on that East New York flavor with the sippy sip. Feeling good, blowing it down. We'll be right back. We back in the hip hop room. You already know. Make some noise. You already. Anyway, we on Thirsty Thursday. We chilling. Big Bouncer stepped in the building. On our ENY shit. PA shit. You know what I mean? We got Chris in the building. We got in the hip hop room finally. You know what I mean? I got some questions for her. Now, next question, whatever. The reality TV shit. You know, do you think that's affecting the music game too? Like,
absolutely.
Like, what is it good or bad?
In a bad way, because there's people that definitely don't deserve the attention that they're getting, but because they're on reality TV, they create a following.
So that's another thing that on my prior shows we had a conversation about, and I'm going to ask you. So do you feel because people have a following on social media and all that, do that make them good artists or that give them the right to be considered like they so popping when in a way they craft, they not really masters of their craft, but they just being that they so popular that people buy into it?
At the end of the day, they're still earning all the same awards. They still get all the same attention. So whether we consider them an artist or not, that's what the world considers them. That's what they are. They're just the artists of today.
Right, but they're not really musicians, right?
I mean, they're making music.
But are they musicians?
They're making music.
Yeah, like we say, y'all hear that, right, world?
They're making like, music.
No way, we know all of this, but what we're trying to get to the root of is because, you know, when people have all these debates online, all be going back and forth, and people be giving, feeling like people is hating or people is going extra hard. It ain't that. Like I said, you got people you call purists who know them, who is into the music, the art form of the things. You know what I'm saying? So they're looking at it from that point of view. Ain't nobody trying to never condemn nobody.
All right, so listen. I was a Lil' Kim fan, right? Yes. Growing up, Lil' Kim was ratchet. Lil' Kim was nasty. Lil' Kim was ghetto. She was nobody's child's role model. But we loved her. Everybody loved her. It was okay for Lil' Kim to talk about swallowing, gargling, and everything else. So my thing is, now you have a new generation, a new day. You have somebody like Cardi B that's out, and she's pretty much along those same lines, but because we're older, now people feel like, oh, she's no role model for the kids.
No.
She's no this.
It ain't
she's
that.
No that. But in our day, we had that.
Right, but
we had the same thing she's doing, right, but it was just for our time.
Like I say something, the difference between Lil' Kim and a lot of them, especially Cardi B, Lil' Kim could go on Funk Flex and freestyle on Funk Flex for half an hour.
How do you know Cardi B can't?
Because we haven't seen it yet, and she's been on the scene
Cardi
for more than...
Cardi B got
she
ain't been on no mixtapes.
Chrissy, Cardi B have not been on nobody's...
Can you look on...
All right, I'm not saying
YouTube,
all. It's easy to make a song
YouTube
or go in the studio. Listen to me. Can I say something to you? All right, you're right. I want to say something to you. Ask me this and just say I'm either right or wrong. And check this out. Have you seen her on Funk Flex Freestyle? Have you seen her on Sway in the Morning? Have you seen her on any of these shows interviewing, busting a freestyle, giving 16 bars for anybody?
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Any of that really matter?
Yeah, yes, it matters.
She was just on stage at the Grammys.
It matters.
She was on a Grammys.
It matters. So, but what I'm trying to get to you is...
is doing you things right. That see, some and this, artists and will never ever get to
you right, and this is the point that people saying.
The point
is, but this is the point people saying. We know all this. See, that's what I'm trying to say. People got to understand when people give critiques and be hard because they come up from a different point of view. See, the point of view you saying, yeah, all of that is good. You right. So nobody can't take none of that
because
away from
the
them.
The reality is, that's
but
the time.
X, but that's what I'm saying. So don't you can't compare Lil' Kim with her. Lil' Kim could get in the booth without Biggie being there and get busy.
Listen to why you can compare them. Because now we're in a day where Lil' Kim really can't stand next to Nicki in a battle thing. Because, yes, we all know Nicki Minaj copied her style. Nicki Minaj stole a lot of things from Kim. But when it came down to now living in a day we're in, Kim is our generation. Nicki is the new generation. Kim can't really stand up and battle that girl no more.
But Kim ain't supposed to.
Her time is over. Listen,
right.
Listen.
But that don't make her whacker because the time is over.
The thing is, if you got bars, you got bars then and you got bars now. That don't change. Talent doesn't.
Right.
And
if you don't have bars now, you never will have bars. So recognize who ain't got bars.
If you really have bars, put...
We know Cardi B don't have no balls, but like you said, it's a different ball game. It's a different playing field. Yeah, you could say that because she haven't displayed it yet. We coming back, y'all, on the hip hop room. It's about to get heated. We back in the hip hop room on our East New York shit. You already know what it is. You know what I mean? Getting back to what we was just building off. Big Chris in the building. Big Bounce pulled up on you. You know what we do. We talking about Cardi B or whatever. You know? And Chris was saying how, you know, she don't care about all that other stuff. She know Cardi's successful. She's supportive and all that. And my position is like those who they say be hating is just, they just purists. They love the art form. And people don't look at her as no true hip-hop artist. And those are the people who have a problem with her. You know what I mean? So let me ask you this, Chris. And, you know, we could go keep it moving off the Cardi shit. But how long you think Cardi going to be in the game? Like, what's her run? You think she going to have a 10, 20-year career?
I mean, who's the last person you know that had a 10, 20-year career?
Everybody that's still old rapping, that's still putting out music, that you can go and check them out, that's out now. Like a 444, Jay-Z. Like a Rick Ross.
Rick Ross ain't been out 20 years.
Rick Ross started out when Trick and Trina. He just was on the shelf. He got his chance in the mid-2000s.
When his time on the show.
Well, he got 15. I said 10, 20 years. I said 10, 20. He came out to play. He's been in the game more than 10 years. Nori's still out.
I'm not making no noise. None of them are making any noise.
What you talking about, the top of the charts?
Just because your name is still out there. Okay. We're talking about still actually doing
something. Well, Jay-Z was just nominated for a Grammy.
Okay, and that's pretty much it.
I mean, no, because Raekwon and Chef dropped 2 albums last year.
And how well did it do?
Gold.
Who knows a Raekwon song right now that's out?
Or everybody from his era that still follow him because he just dropped the Wild. That's a good album, by the way.
From that era.
Shout out to Sugar. Shout out to Sugar Bang Bang. You saw him. He pulled up on us. How you think he was all jeweled up? He working. They working.
I get that.
Shout out to Ray. What up, Ray?
That era, and I don't know. Nah, because right, that's the
thing. Yeah, because that's the thing. You ain't gonna find it because unless you looking for it, you ain't gonna find it, and that's the difference now. Those artists that you still like, you gotta find them. Back then, in our era, when they was out there, that the music was available to us. Now that music is, that's the difference between being on and not. When you got them, you backed by somebody that could promote you and put you above everybody else. It ain't about talent, it's about who backing you. That's my point. That's why I'm not hating. I just want the world to know we don't hate. That's just my point. Raekwon put up his own money, put out his own album, and it did good.
And shout out to Raekwon. But the reality is, the generation that...
Would that make him corny?
Not at all. But the kids that are out buying music, that are listening to music, that are really running behind these artists nowadays, they're not into Raekwon.
Because that's everybody they're being pushed to. That's everybody that they see on social media because they got their phones on their hand.
Raekwon is from our...
Right, but he's still making good music.
He's from our era. So it's not what the kids want to hear.
But my question is why people feel that way? Why age gotta matter about your music? That's another topic we could get to.
Because if your music doesn't go with the time, then it's gonna come across outdated. And if your music is outdated,
but what's the time?
The upcoming generation doesn't.
Because good raps is good raps. So
everything has to be relatable. If your music still sounds like the 90s and you can't pull it off the way Bruno Mars and Cardi B did, then the kids don't want to hear it. The way Bruno Mars and Cardi B pulled that off, everybody was loving it. Now every kid they're loving this 90s theme. Everybody wants to do all these 90s parties and everything. But it's hard to still have a 90s flow and want to make it in 2018. It's just a different time right now. And if you can't get with the time, then you're kind of going to get left behind.
I agree. But I also agree that it's still good artists who grew with the times. But being that they've been in the game for years or they just older, people ain't tank to it. Look at 2 Chainz.
Listen, there's great
Future
artists.
Future ain't no young buck.
There's great artists that been in the game forever that never got the shine they deserve, period. Just for the simple fact that that's not what the people want to hear. If the music makes your brain work a little bit too hard, the people don't want to hear it. Nas deserved way more than the light that he got. Jadakiss deserved way more light than he got. But those are not people that are giving us nursery rhymes. Those are people that make you think. They make your brain have to work. And a lot of people don't want to have to think.
Yeah, because it's...
So they prefer the nursery rhymes, the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s, and that's what sells.
And that's what there's being feeding upon the people. But we could go on for days with this. It seems like this is an answer nobody can ever. We wish everybody the best, you know what I mean? Salute to Chris in the hip-hop room. Bounce, pull up in the building. We're going to see y'all. Peace. We back in the hip-hop room on our East New York shit. You already know what it is. You know what I mean? Getting back to what we was just building off. Big Chris in the building. Big Bounce pulled up on you. You know what we do. We talking about Cardi B or whatever. You know? And Chris was saying how, you know, she don't care about all that other stuff. She know Cardi's successful. She's supportive and all that. And my position is like those who they say be hating, is just they just purists. They love the art form. And people don't look at her as no true hip-hop artist. And those are the people who have a problem with her. You know what I mean? So let me ask you this, Chris. And, you know, we could go keep it moving off of the Cardi shit. But how long you think Cardi going to be in the game? Like, what's her run? You think she going to have a 10, 20-year career?
I mean, who's the last person you know that had a 10, 20-year career?
Everybody that's still old rapping, that's still putting out music, that you can go on and check them out, that's out now. Like a 444, a Jay-Z. Like a Rick Ross.
Rick Ross ain't been out 20 years.
Rick Ross started out when Trick and Trina. He just was on the shelf. He got his chance in the mid-2000s.
We ain't talking about his time on the show.
Well, he got 15. I said 10, 20 years. I said 10, 20. He came out to play. He's been in the game more than 10 years. Nori's still out.
I'm not making no noise. None of them are making any noise.
What you talking about, the top of the charts?
Just because your name is still out there. Okay. We're talking about still actually doing
something. Well, Jay-Z was just nominated for a Grammy.
Okay, and that's pretty much it.
I mean, no, because Raekwon and Chef dropped 2 albums last year.
And how well did it do?
Gold.
Who knows a Raekwon song right now that's out?
Or everybody from his era that still follow him because he just dropped The Wild. That's a good album. By the way,
from that era,
shout out to Sugar. Shout out to Sugar Bang Bang. You saw him. He pulled up on us. How you think he was all jeweled up? He working. They working.
I get that.
Shout out to Ray. What up, Ray?
That era, and I don't know. Nah, because right, that's the
thing.
Song.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You ain't going to find it because unless you looking for it, you ain't going to find it. And that's the difference now. Those artists that you still like, you gotta find them. Back then, in our era, when they was out there, that the music was available to us. Now that music is, that's the difference between being on and not. When you got them, you backed by somebody that could promote you and put you above everybody else. It ain't about talent, it's about who backing you. That's my point. That's why I'm not hating. I just want the world to know we don't hate. That's just my point. Raekwon put up his own money, put out his own album, and it did good.
And shout out to Raekwon. But the reality is, the generation that...
Would that make some corny?
Not at all. But the kids that are out buying music, that are listening to music, that are really running behind these artists nowadays, they're not into Raekwon.
Because that's everybody they're being pushed to. That's everybody that they see on social media because they got their phones on their hand.
Raekwon is from our...
Right, but he's still making good music.
He's from our era. So it's not what the kids want to hear.
But my question is why people feel that way? Why age gotta matter about your music? That's another topic we could get to.
Because if your music doesn't go with the time, then it's gonna come across outdated. And if your music is outdated,
well, what's the time?
The upcoming generation doesn't.
Because good raps is good raps. So
everything has to be relatable. If your music still sounds like the 90s and you can't pull it off the way Bruno Mars and Cardi B did, then the kids don't want to hear it. The way Bruno Mars and Cardi B pulled that off, everybody was loving it. Now every kid they're loving this 90s theme. Everybody wants to do all these 90s parties and everything. But it's hard to still have a 90s flow and want to make it in 2018. It's just a different time right now. And if you can't get with the time, then you're kind of going to get left behind.
I agree. But I also agree that it's still good artists who grew with the times. But being that they've been in the game for years or they just older, people ain't tank to it. Look at 2 Chainz.
Listen, there's great
Future
artists.
Future ain't no young buck.
There's great artists that been in the game forever that never got the shine they deserve, period. Just for the simple fact that that's not what the people want to hear. If the music makes your brain work a little bit too hard, the people don't want to hear it. Nas deserved way more than the light that he got. Jadakiss deserved way more light than he got. But those are not people that are giving us nursery rhymes. Those are people that make you think. They make your brain have to work. And a lot of people don't want to have to think.
Yeah, because it's...
So they prefer the nursery rhymes, the ABCs, the 1-2-3s, and that's what sells.
And that's what they're being feeding upon the people. But we can go on for days with this. It seems like this is an answer nobody can never. We wish everybody the best, you know what I mean? Salute to Chris in the hip-hop room. Bounce, pull up in the building. We're going to see y'all. Peace. We back in the hip hop room. You already know. Make some noise. You already. Anyway, we on Thirsty Thursday. We chilling. Big Bouncer stepped in the building. On our ENY shit. PA shit. You know what I mean? We got Chris in the building. We got in the hip hop room finally. You know what I mean? I got some questions for her. Now, our next question, whatever. The reality TV shit. You know, do you think that's affecting the music game too? Like,
absolutely.
Like, is it good or bad?
In a bad way, because there's people that definitely don't deserve the attention that they're getting, but because they're on reality TV, they create a following.
So that's another thing that on my prior shows we had a conversation about, and I'm going to ask you. So do you feel because people have a following on social media and all that, do that make them good artists, or that give them the right to be considered like they so popping when in a way they craft, they not really masters of their craft, but they just being that they so popular that people buy into it?
At the end of the day, they're still earning all the same awards. They still get all the same attention. So whether we consider them an artist or not, that's what the world considers them. That's what they are. They're just the artists of today.
Right, but they're not really musicians, right?
I mean, they're making music.
But are they musicians?
They're making music.
Yeah, like we say, y'all hear that, right, world?
They're making music.
Y'all hear that, world?
Themselves.
No way, we know all of this, but what we're trying to get to the root of is because, you know, when people have all these debates online, all be going back and forth, and people be feeling like people is hating or people is going extra hard. It ain't that. Like I said, you got people you call purists who know them, who is into the music, the art form of the things. You know what I'm saying? So looking at it from that point of view, ain't nobody trying to never condemn nobody.
All right, so listen. I was a Lil' Kim fan, right?
Yes.
Growing up, Lil' Kim was ratchet. Lil' Kim was nasty. Lil' Kim was ghetto. She was nobody's child's role model. But we loved her. Everybody loved her. It was okay for Lil' Kim to talk about swallowing, gargling, and everything else. So my thing is, now you have a new generation, a new day. You have somebody like Cardi B that's out, and she's pretty much along those same lines, but because we're older, now people feel like, oh, she's no role model for the kids.
No.
She's no this.
It ain't
she's
that.
No that. But in our day, we had that.
Right, but
we had the same thing she's doing, right. But it was just for our time.
Like I say something, the difference between Lil' Kim and a lot of them, especially Cardi B, Lil' Kim could go on Funk Flex and freestyle on Funk Flex for half an hour.
How do you know Cardi B can't?
Because we haven't seen it yet, and she's been on the scene
Cardi
for more than...
Cardi B
she
ain't been on no mixtapes.
Chrissy, Cardi B have not been on nobody's...
You look on,
all right, I'm not saying
YouTube,
all. It's easy to make a song
YouTube
or go in the studio. Listen to me.
Songs,
can I say something to you? All right, you're right. I want to say something to you. Ask me this and just say I'm either right or wrong. And check this out. Have you seen her on Funk Flex Freestyle? Have you seen her on Sway in the Morning? Have you seen her on any of these shows interviewing, busting a freestyle, giving 16 bars for anybody?
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Any of that really matters?
Yeah, yes, it matters.
She was just on stage at the Grammys.
It matters.
She was on a Grammys.
It matters. So, but what I'm trying to get to you is...
is doing you things right. That see, some this, artists and, will never ever get to.
You right. And this is the point that people saying.
The point
is, but this is the point people saying. We know all this. See, that's what I'm trying to say. People got to understand when people give critiques and be hard because they come up from a different point of view. See, the point of view you saying, yeah, all of that is good. You right. So nobody can't take none of that away from
the
them.
The reality is that's
but
the time.
But that's what I'm saying. So don't you can't compare Lil' Kim with her. Lil' Kim could get in the booth
without
Biggie being there and
get
busy.
Listen to why you can compare them. Because now we're in a day where Lil' Kim really can't stand next to Nicki in a battle thing. Because, yes, we all know Nicki Minaj copied her style. Nicki Minaj stole a lot of things from Kim. But when it came down to now living in a day we're in, Kim is our generation. Nicki is the new generation. Kim can't really stand up and battle that girl no more.
But Kim ain't supposed to.
Her time is over.
Right.
Listen.
But that don't make her whacker because her time is over.
The thing is, if you got bars, you got bars then and you got bars now. That don't change. Talent doesn't.
Right.
And
if you don't have bars now, you never will have bars. So recognize who ain't got bars.
If you really have bars, put...
We
put
know
her
to bed. Cardi B don't have no balls, but like you said, it's a different ball game. It's a different
you
playing field.
Say that,
yeah, you could say that because she haven't displayed
does.
It yet. We coming back, y'all, on the hip hop room. It's about to get. Stay tuned. It's about to get heated. What up? We in the hip hop room. You already know. It's your host boy, your boy Mickey Bundles. Today I got a couple of special guests in the building. Got my sis Chris with me, you know what I mean? What up, Chris? What's popping in the hip hop room?
What's good?
Tell them where you from, you know what I mean? Where we hail from?
East New York all day.
All day. You know what I mean? So you know, we always go at it, whatever. That's what we do. But we chilling today, you know, sipping that good shit, smoking that good. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, world? We're going to let y'all know. But first, every guest I got on the show, I ask them two questions because we doing a tally. All right, first question. You ain't got to say why or nothing. Just we need it for the tally. Jay-Z or Nas?
Two different.
Just one or the other. We don't get into all that. We just need who. So we doing a tally. So far, Nas is ahead.
Well, I'm going with Nas.
So we got another one for Nas. All right. Yeah. Next one. LeBron James, Michael Jordan.
LeBron.
Michael Jordan.
LeBron?
Hands down.
Oh, so that's one for LeBron. LeBron got a few, I expect. That's another one for Jordan. All right. Now, you know, in the hip-hop room, we touch hip-hop topics, street topics, and all that. I'm going to ask you, in the music business right now, like, name one of the artists that you follow.
Cardi B.
You Cardi B? Mm-hmm. What you like about Cardi B?
That she's real. She's a genuine person. She is who she is, and she don't fake it.
All right. You know, I've been labeled as a notorious Cardi B hater and all that, but I really don't hate her, but it's for good debate. But guys like me feel like her whole thing as an artist is not really real. Like, we don't see her as a rapper, a real artist, somebody who take her craft seriously. What you say to that?
I look at it as today a lot of people aren't real artists. It's all about selling your craft. And if it works for her, then let it be. Right now she's doing what she's doing and it's working. And we live in a time where this is the type of stuff that sells. How many real MCs are left out there?
That's a fact. So is you somebody that, like, most of the music you listen to is from a different era than today's music?
Yeah, I definitely prefer music from 90s, early 2000s. Like, I mean, the music, I can't get with a lot of the artists today.
All right, so besides Cardi B, if you were sitting in your car right now, like, who would you usually be playing right now if you was in your car?
Honestly, 99.9, Soca Station.
Soca?
107.5, a little bit of R&B, old school. Like, I can't get with a lot of this hip-hop nowadays. I don't even understand what they're saying.
Oh, so how you feel when they say that we be hard on this generation of rap? Is that true, or that feel like they not coming correct?
I look at it as we're from a different time. So, honestly, it's not relatable for us. It's hard for us to understand because it's a different era. It's a different time. So the things that we're used to are different than what this generation is doing. Right. So the same way things when our parents were coming up, they had certain types of things they liked. Things were different then. Everything changes with time. So, I mean, it's not for me, but the kids can relate.
So you think we should give them a break? We be too hard on them?
I mean, it's their time.
Okay.
If it wasn't what people wanted to hear, it wouldn't sell.
That's true. All right, I hear that. You know what I mean? But, like, in today's music, it's like nobody's sticking to the art form. So some of us, which is purists, we call purists because we look at the art form of rap, of hip-hop, and the ins and the outs, like the bars, the 16, the studio, the producer. Like, a lot of people still come from that. You know what I'm saying? And when somebody don't see you doing it that way, we tend to feel like we not really ain't feeling it. You know what I mean? Then we come off like we hate and not. So a lot of artists today, they not really come from that era where they have to learn their craft because it's like given to them. Are we wrong for feeling that way?
Not at all. But again, it's with the time. Everything comes with the reality TV thing right now. Everything comes with the internet. You get your 10 right. minutes of fame on YouTube. You get your 10 minutes of fame on Instagram. You become, you go viral and all of a sudden, you're famous. Everybody loves you.
Facts.
So it's a different time than when you were coming up and you had to come from the dirt and push and fight and fight. Right now, all you have to get is a following. And once you get your following, it's over from there pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. That's going to be our next topic, how reality TV and all that affect the game. We coming right back in the hip-hop room with my sis, Chris. We on that East New York flavor with the sippy sip. Feeling good, blowing it down. We be right back.